Okay, I think now we are a steady number. So, Lenken, how are you doing after this conference?
Well, I'm really inspired. I think we had such a wonderful 2-day conference, and it's just because everyone was so involved and we had the most fantastic contributions and presentations. I must say, when we started, I said I hope to get many new questions, which I indeed have. I really love the different perspectives and all the different people from the different countries and the context, which was lovely. So I feel also on the one hand really happy and inspired, but also sad because I want to stay connected and that we keep on being this lovely group. So I really, for those who haven't done that yet, please become a member of STARS. At least through that we can connect. And also, Georg, I'm really impressed in the way you have been managing this whole conference until now. Wonderful and very coherent experience. So, but how do you feel?
Well, probably because of that, a little bit exhausted. I should mention again, it was not only me, it was you and the whole team, but we'll come back to that later. You see, I already changed my dress to get ready for my vacation mode, which will actually start next week. But as you know me, because I now need to get my head free before I enter this vacation, and I think my sense of coherence is a little bit damaged for this conference because there were so many rich ideas and so many enriching discussions that I first need to find some order again. And so what I dare to do now, and I got the agreement of Lenneke that I may do that, but I just show you one short mind map, don't worry, only one slide, which tries to summarize a little bit what I found most interesting and impressive during this last 2 days. As you remember, our motto was really advancing solitude challenges towards thriving society. And that's certainly a long-term endeavor, as you also said, Lenneke. So I've added, let's go on. Absolutely. So we need to continue this kind of discussions in future seminars at the next upcoming World Conference of IUHPE next year and so on. I think that's really the most important thing we should and could do. So when I try to make this visual on the right-hand side, it's a little bit ad hoc for sure. So no, please apologize if it's certainly not complete at all. These are just some highlights, I think, what I heard in this conference. So on the one hand, in this middle, we have this action or interaction between always reflection, which then leads ideally to action. And what I found most intriguing now also, in this last session was we always talk about self-reflection and self-improvement and all that, but what about other reflection? I mean, this openness of the other for the others is not just happening, but also reflect needs some deep reflection, not only on myself, but also on this openness towards others. Regarding actions, the same. I mean, we heard a lot about more inner going actions such as self-tuning, I forgot the word, but anyway, this kind of self-regulation, self-architecture, it's all inwards. But certainly, it's also important what is visible outside of my actions. Learning is still something inside, but that should translate then into actions, which we, for example, saw with this concept of crafting, but also certainly this whole concept of agency, which was a lot of discussed during this conference. Again, this action ideally would not only benefit myself, but the society at large, which leads me to this next idea here, the levels. I think we also discussed a lot that certainly awful health is always, in the end, something individually experienced. It's also collectively experienced and created all the way up to society levels, which also certainly leads me to contexts. I think we have seen that certainly this individual context, but also this group and societal context make a major role how we can really develop individually and collectively. So it must be very context sensitive. And also, I think what really was enriching this conference was this diversity of perspectives we had from people, even from our continents, although it was happening in Europe. It happened actually all over the world. And I think that's really important to also learn from these different cultural perspectives. When we do have this word time here, I think this is also something I learned even more during this conference, that we must be very clear about the different time frames. For example, the sense of career and certainly can be more considered as this long-term orientation, which builds up in the long term. But we also sort of could reframe it as, for example, Theo did, as this kind of ad hoc self-regulation. Again, I think very interesting to look at different time frames in the things we do. And last not least, I mean, I tried in the beginning of the conference already to advocate that we should still not only focus on surviving and overcoming adversities, which is key and important, but we also could and should look into more positive health outcomes such as thriving, and maybe even look beyond health, which is this plus, you know, next to health, as we now discussed in the last session. I understand with hesitation of Antonovsky that we should not define positive health for others, I would say. But why wouldn't we allow people to decide and define positive health for themselves, individually and collectively? I think that's very ethical to do, because they define what's most important to them. And that leads me to the last point, and I'm done, don't worry, values. I mean, I always hear this discussion, and at first I had a question mark here, values question mark, but I'm absolutely convinced if we do any kind of research, if it is salutogenesis or pathogenesis, it doesn't really matter at all. We are always value-driven. The only difference is sometimes we are more explicit, as we are often in health promotion and should be, and others are just not explicit about their values, but they are still completely value-driven. So I really would still recommend to be really strong in our value base. I mean, we are part of this International Union of Health Promotion, Health Education, which has very profound values, which I think are not really imposed on other people, but actually involve all these values that people remain in the driving seat. Things like empowerment, inclusion, social justice. That's really all about not imposing something where you should go, but allowing everyone to be part of this whole picture I have drawn here. So that would be my final statement. You need to have this value base. Okay. So let me get over to you. You decided you would make the second part.
Yes, really. Thank you. I think you are really skilled of bringing it all together in a very nice model and concluding it all together, which I recognize really very well with everything we have done. As you already said, of course, this whole conference has only become possible because of the group of the scientific committee, where we together with many very lovely sessions developed this whole conference together. And actually, I was thinking yesterday, it already started with the group here in Wageningen, where we met and starting preparing it, because then we first thought it would be last year. I'm not seeing the screen anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening here with my computer now. I'm sorry. Just go on. I will make it happen again, hopefully.
Anyway, we actually had a meeting funded also by our university, preparing partly the handbook, but also we're working on the different sessions for the salutogenesis conference, which we were going to have last year in Zurich, and then we had to cancel it. And we then had the whole thing coming now online and organized by Girona. And I think it's fantastic, because we had many sessions then organized for Zurich, and so many people again agreed to participate in this conference and just said, we'll do it anyway and we'll do it online. So that's really fantastic. So with the whole scientific committee, under good leadership of Georg, we managed to to put this whole conference together. But of course, also with a very, very wonderful local support and input. And I think a few people, we really want to give this big bunch of flowers, which there are in the right bit of the corner, are the local people from Girona, and I will specifically want to mention Anna, Maria, Oreo, but also Dolore. But I then forget a lot of other people because so many of you all locally from Girona actually made this a fantastic thing this morning when we, with our lady panel, tried to organize our session. Everything we were asking just was managed. Although it was maybe a bit of a chaos, I think the whole local team every time made sure that it all worked. So I would like you all to open your microphone and to give a real, real big applause for the whole local Girona team of how wonderful they've organized this whole conference. Georg, I'm giving the word back to you.
Yes, we actually had said that each of our members of the scientific committee, you can see here on the pictures, who is present, actually will say one sentence as a kind of farewell to this conference. And so I will now stop sharing my screen and see who is actually present. Let's just go ahead. Who wants to start from our scientific committee? Just open your mic, please, and give your sentence. It's hard for me to see who is here, so please, or I just go for the list then. Okay, Shifra, you are here.
I'm the first one.
Yes.
What do I need to do?
Just say one sentence, as we said, just one sentence of farewell to our conference participants.
I will say one word, peace.
Very well taken. Thanks, Shifra. Bengt, you are also here?
Love.
What does that mean?
Love, he said.
Love, I didn't understand here. Okay, love is certainly very well taken as well.
Maybe not one word, but three words. When I heard Patricia a few minutes ago, I remember when she say, teaching is empowerment, and empowerment is salutogenesis.
Okay, very nice. Thanks. So we have Claudia, who is also part of our group.
And who is too tired to say more than two words, trust and inspiration.
Thanks a lot. So who else is here? Please go ahead, because it's hard for me in the long list to find you.
I'll say a short sentence. I am overwhelmed. I met so many wonderful people, and this is the end of this conference, but it's just the beginning. And let's have a toast for a face-to-face conference pretty soon.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, also, Avishai. Who else is here from our committee?
I would say that we should go on and be coherent.
Very good. Anyone else here?
Yes, I'm here. I'd say
we cannot hear you, Laura. It's...
We hear some music.
Veronica, you should dance to the music.
Yeah, sorry, Laura, we can't
about slow life.
Yeah. Okay. Laura, just write it in the chat, please. We couldn't hear you, the connection is so bad. Okay, who else is here?
Yeah, thank you very much. I delighted very, very much. It was an honor to me to join here. And I think that your planning was very great. So much, not single works, but many together group works. I enjoyed very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Theo, for jumping in. Primarily, I'm asking my scientific committee members to also comment. Is there anyone left? I think Margaret. Okay, you were not on Scientific Comedy, I admit. Okay, but just saw one familiar face. So, but please say something if you like.
Well, thanks for organizing this. It was great. I wish you could have been there. I would have loved to have been in person in Zurich, but very well. I was amazed how much we could do virtually. I've actually been amazed over the last year how much we could do virtually and how well we were able to interact.
Okay, thanks, so thank you, Greg, for sharing that. So probably we are through with Scientific Comedy. Probably everyone said something. Shefali, who couldn't be here anymore because of the time shift, she says, live, love, and laugh. I hope I said it right in English, but the one was love and laugh, you know, so smile about it. So, okay. Very good. So Lenica, I think we are really at the closure. What do you think?
Yes, we are at the closure. And I do think indeed that the next time I really hope we all can come together and also have a brilliant party with the whole Girona team, really live, and share food and dance and have a wonderful fun, even though I think we did manage online to have a little bit of that, but I'm really, really looking forward to real life and meeting each other and watching each other eye to eye in life situations. But I think we all have that very strongly, and I want to wish you all a really lovely and wonderful summer, and thanks again for participating.
Thanks a lot, Lenneke. And I'm sure actually at the World Conference, we should announce, which will be next year in Montreal, where we will also have a big event around Solitude Genesis, where we hopefully can meet live. So goodbye, everyone. It was a pleasure working with you so intensively. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adios.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Stay
bye.
Safe.
Adios.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Scientific committee staying here,
Gary? Thank you very much.
Yeah, committee stays here.
Thank you.